It's Thursday, March 26th. I'm Bree Burkett, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. The utility company Arizona Public Service has asked the State Corporation Commission to approve a nearly 14% electricity rate increase. The proposal has faced pushback from consumer advocates and Attorney General Chris Mays. KNAU's Adrian Scabland reports.
APS says the rate increase is needed to keep up with the rising cost of supplying energy to almost 1.4 million Arizona homes. The state's largest utility last raised rates by about 8% 2 years ago to keep up with rising costs. But APS spokesperson Ann Porter says the expenses of maintaining the grid have since sharply risen.
Looking back at 2021 to 2025, overhead wires are 87% more expensive. Some of the transformers are almost 90% more expensive. So our motivation is not for shareholders. Our motivation is for doing what's best for our customers.
Attorney General Chris Mays insisted APS could manage with just a 3% rate hike. Her office has challenged the new rate with the Corporation Commission. But Porter says a more modest increase would threaten reliability and jeopardize the company's ability to invest in the grid long term. A judge is expected to hear the rate case in May. For KNAU, I'm Adrian Scabland in Flagstaff.
The north rim of Grand Canyon National Park will reopen May 15th, nearly a year after the start of the Dragon Bravo fire. This includes all paved roads, such as State Route 67, Cape Royal, and Point Imperial. The wildfire forced widespread closures and destroyed more than 100 buildings last summer, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge and much of the infrastructure. The North Kaibab Trail will also reopen on that date, though crews will continue maintenance and rehab work throughout the season. Park officials warn hikers should expect temporary closures, delays, and post-fire hazards. Some backcountry services and the Cottonwood and North Rim campgrounds will also resume operations then. The Indian Health Service is moving forward on a lengthy list of construction projects first promised to Native American patients more than 30 years ago. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has pledged $1 billion to chip away at a backlog dating back to 1993. The first priority, replacing a decades-old medical center in Santa Ana Pueblo, New Mexico. Kennedy says it will take close to $8 billion to replace the 7 clinics and hospitals across the Southwest that serve the Navajo Nation, Hopi, and other indigenous communities. Congress allocates $200 million annually for the backlog. Federal law prevents the IHS from addressing newer needs until the list is complete. The Arizona State Land Department has called off the controversial auction of a more than 600-acre parcel on and around Badger Mountain, Prescott. The sale, initially scheduled for April 2nd, drew attention from residents, conservationists, and state lawmakers. The Prescott Daily Courier reports that city officials sent a letter voicing opposition to the sale, stating that the mountain was more valuable as open space for future generations. The letter also stated that the mountain would have to be annexed by the city before receiving sewer and water. It's not clear if this will permanently prevent the sale. Several highway projects in northern Arizona will resume in the coming few weeks as spring arrives. Arizona Department of Transportation crews will return to the Interstate 17 wildlife crossing south of Flagstaff next month. The nearly $16 million project should be finished by fall. Drivers should also expect 24-hour lane restrictions on State Route 89A through Oak Creek Canyon starting in April. ADOT will replace guardrails and add concrete barriers along the switchbacks. In Williams, parts of the State Route 64 will undergo a $19 million pavement project. Most of that work will happen at night to keep traffic moving during the day. A new report from the Audubon Society found that water-based recreation drives nearly $12 billion of economic activity in Arizona. That's more than the state's golf and wine industries. The report includes money generated by activities like fishing, boating, and hiking along the state's waterways. The nonprofit says outdoor recreation supports more than 70,000 jobs in Arizona, underscoring the need to keep those areas wet as the state manages a shrinking water supply. The study identified picnicking and relaxing as the most popular activities, followed by water sports and fishing. The Phoenix and Tucson areas generated the most money, followed by Coconino County. A Cochise County candidate is challenging a new law that moves up the date of this year's primary elections by 2 weeks. The change uses an emergency clause to skip the usual 90-day waiting period and instead go into effect immediately. But Eli Dalton Webb, who's running for Cochise County Superior Court Clerk, argues it's illegal, as lawmakers did not give an explanation for the emergency. Supporters say the move was necessary to meet election deadlines. Hearing is set for April 1st. Arizona lawmakers are moving to repeal the state holiday honoring Cesar Chavez following multiple allegations of sexual abuse. A Senate committee unanimously approved the measure yesterday, which now goes to the full Senate. The bid is in response to a recent New York Times report detailing sexual abuse accusations from several women against the late labor leader. The push to remove his name has gained rare bipartisan support. However, lawmakers are split on what happens next. Democrats want to rename the day Farm Workers' Day to honor the broader movement, but Republicans argue the existing Labor Day holiday is enough. If approved, the repeal would go into effect immediately.
I'm Canadian meteorologist Lee Bourne. Thursday will be day 10 of this March heat wave. High temperature records will be toppled once again for the date. Mountain highs will be checking in the upper 70s, Navajo and Apache counties, mid upper 80s, Prescott region, mid 80s, and the Verde Valley in the low to mid 90s. And this persists into Saturday. We finally see the heat dome coming to an end. It gradually breaks down Sunday, moving forward, and we turn gradually cooler. We will also see a little bit of moisture make its way in with light rain showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and again on Monday. Not quite the quenching rain we are looking for. There is a glimmer of decent news. We turn cooler yet, moving into the new month of April with unsettled weather continuing. Chances for some more precipitation moving through next week.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.